Okay, this week, Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael is Zocha to start a new Sefer, and new Parsha Sefer, Bamidbar, Parsha Bamidbar, and it says in Chazal that always before Shavuos, we learn Parsha Bamidbar. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it says, Minu V'Atzru, Minu means to count, Atzru is do Shavuos, Atzeres. And some for always, no matter what, the parsha of Bamidbar always comes out before Shavuos. So I want to talk a little bit about a very, very beautiful medrash at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar that I think has two very, very important lessons for each and every one of us as we approach the big day of Shavuos. A week from tonight is Shavuos. Today is the 42nd day of the Omer. We have 1 week from tonight is going to be Shavuos. And it's the home stretch. The last week of our preparations for Shavuos, so let's look at the medrash for some insight and some advice on how we can prepare ourselves for the big day. The medrash says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai, lama b'midbar Sinai. Why in the midbar? Mikan shanu chacham. The rabbis learned from here. B'shlosha dvar minna Torah. The Torah was given in three things. There's three settings, if you will, or three components that are part of the Torah. Number one, ba'esh, fire. Number two, ba'mayim. And number three, ba'midbar. And the Medrash speaks proofs. It says in Parshas Yisrael, v'har Sinai ashan kulo, there was a fire. Ba'mayim, it says in Shoftim, it says, gam shamayim natafu, gam ovim natfu mayim. And ba'midbar, what's the source? Ba'midbar, it says in our Parshas, v'yidaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Ask the Medrash, the Lama Nitna Bishlosha Dvaralalu, and why was the Torah given, associated with these three things, fire, water, and desert? Says the Medrash, Elama Elu Chinam, L'chol Bahe Olam, Kach Divrei Torah, Chinam Heim. Torah is free. Torah is accessible. You think about a midbar, who has access to the midbar? Everybody. Think about Ish, who has access to fire. Anybody, strike a match, and all of a sudden you have fire. Water, Baruch Hashem, tons of water, tons of water, tons of water. These three things are very, very accessible to all. No one owns them. You can't say, okay, this is my water. Hashem gave the water to everybody. Hashem gave access to fire to anybody in the Midbar for sure. You can't own the desert. There's so much desert in the world. Says the Medrash, this is to teach us that it's free. This message, my friends, is a very, very important message for the following reason. Besides the fact that it's accessible, what the Medrash, I think, is driving at is a very, very important point, which is things that are most necessary for us are given to us in the most accessible way also. We need air. A person can't survive without air. You hold your breath for too long, you're going to lose your life, chas v'shalom. What's the most accessible thing in the world to mankind? Air. People need food. Before food, we need water. Don't drink water. How long can you last? We're not that long. And therefore, water is very, very accessible. There's so much water. 3/4 of the earth is covered with water. There's so much water. Tons of water. Accessible. You need it? We have it. Food. Also, pretty accessible. Maybe not as accessible as water. You could survive without food for more than without water. And you can survive without water more than without air. So you have air and then water and then food, because that which is most necessary to us is most accessible to us. Says the Medrash, the same way this applies by our bodies. We need air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat. So too when it comes to our souls. And that which is most necessary for our souls is most accessible to us. Torah, my friends, we need for our souls. Our body has to eat for our body to stay alive. Our body has to drink and breathe for it to stay alive. And our neshama, my friends, also needs nourishment. For a person's neshama to be vibrant, for a person's neshama to be alive, for a person to feel connected, they got to feed their neshama. And if you feed your neshama one day and then starve it the next day, or 2 days and feed it again, the same way a person's body won't function properly without constant feeding and constant nourishment, so too a person's neshama needs nourishment, it needs Torah, it needs tefillah, it needs chesed. We need these things in order for us to survive. And the Medrash is telling us in the first point in this Medrash, a very, very important lesson, which is, take care of your soul. Look, Hashem made Torah so accessible to you. No matter where you are, you can access Torah. No matter what you're doing, you can access Torah. No matter what you're doing in life, you could be busy with Torah. Even if your job is a, whatever, you're a businessman, but you could be a businessman that acts and conducts his business according to the Torah. And then you know what you're doing? Torah. As we learned, we referenced earlier this year, we were learning halacha. Halacha says that when a person makes one birchas haTorah in the morning, what happens? It covers the whole day. But he's out. He's playing basketball from 1:30 to 3:30, or till 3 o'clock. So he's going to a Rikud de Galim later on. It's a hefzik. It's not a hefzik. If he acts like a mensch, plays like a mensch, talks like a mensch, thinks about Torah even when he's not actually learning Torah, guess what? The bracha carries the entire day. That's how it's supposed to be. It's accessible, and the accessible shows how necessary it is, how essential. It's accessible and essential. It's easy to tap into, but it's also very, very much reflective of how important and how necessary it is for our neshama to have Torah in our regular regimen. But I want to just close with a second message from the Medrash. A very, very important Medrash. Davar Acher, says the Medrash, another understanding. By Daber Hashem Moshe ben Bar Sinai, Ella, call me, any person, She'ina Osa Atzmo Kimidbar Hefker, a person that does not make himself like a midbar, which is ownerless, Eino Yachol Lignos Es HaChachma VaTorah, you can't acquire Torah and Torah knowledge. That's why it says, Bar Sinai. I want to make a diak in the Medrash, but I want to just make a very simple point. It doesn't say that any single person that does make himself hefker automatically will get Torah. But it does say in the Medrash that if you don't make yourself hefker, if you don't make yourself ownerless, there's no way you're going to be able to acquire Torah. Let me explain what I mean. What does this mean, make yourself hefker? What does it mean? It means that a person has to surrender. Has to surrender a little bit. A person can't decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to have Torah, I'm going to have my cake and eat it too. I'm going to have my Torah, and I'm also going to have all the pleasures of this world at the highest level possible. It just doesn't work that way. The Medrash is telling us, if you want Torah to come inside of you, if you want to be Kona Torah, you have to make yourself hefker a little bit. You have to say, you know what? Those things that I thought were so important to me, they may not be as important as I thought. Those extra things I thought, if I didn't have those things, I may as well not be alive. They're so chasha, they're so important. But you know what? Think about it. Is it really true? Do we really need all those things? We work so hard in life so we could have all these extra things we don't necessarily need. But my friends, my neighbors went on a very, very geschmacka vacation recently. I got to go there also. Got to travel the world a few times. That costs money, so I got to work harder. Says the Medrash, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. I've mentioned this before, I want to share with you now. A beautiful Torah that I heard once. The name of Steinman's, that's how. A beautiful Torah. It says in Avos, in the sixth parak of Avos, Klal Yisrael learns this Shabbos as a preparation for Shavuos. It says, Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. What does it say? It says, Pas Bemelach Tocha. Eat bread with salt. Umayim Bemesura Tishta. And drink dirty water. Sounds appealing, huh? The chayit the al arts tishan, sleep on the floor. Great. The chayit tzar tichya, and live a difficult, challenging life. Uva Torah ta'ama, but you learn Torah. Says the brisa at the end. If you do this, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, it's good for you in this world. The tov lach olam haba. The Steinman asked, "What do you mean? Is it really true? This is the only way to learn Torah? There are a lot of rabbis that have extra." Don't sleep on the floor and they learn Torah well. There are a lot of rabbis that, not just rabbis, the chacham in the world, that seem to have a lot of, more than just dirty water and a mattress on the floor and bread and salt. They have good food. So that breakfast day in Torah Shraga, muffins, ice cream. What's pshat in the price? So I heard the Shema of Steinman, the following very important message in life. Listen to this message and internalize it. Please listen to this message. Instead of Steinman, what the Bryce is telling us is not that you can't have anything more than bread. The Bryce is telling us that there's going to be a give and take. There's a balance. The Bryce is telling us the more a person is engaged in Gashmias, the more it's going to affect his Ruchnias. The more a person says, my life is governed by my physical achievements and accomplishments, how many things I buy, how many things I own, how many things I can get my hands on, something spiritual is going to take a hit. You can't be a person who's totally in the physical world and totally in the spiritual world. And you have to decide for yourself, for ourselves, who am I? It says the Medrash, if you want to acquire a Torah, you have to surrender a little bit of yourself. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy the world. It doesn't mean you should live in a little tiny hut and not have a pleasant life. Chas v'shalom. It doesn't mean you should go too far. But what it does mean is that we should rethink a little bit once in a while how much of a focus we focus on Gashmias. How much of a focus we focus on our pampering ourselves, and our taking care of ourselves so much. And where am I going to be the most comfortable? And where am I going to feel the most at ease? You know what? Sometimes a little bit in life, when you shake it up a little bit, you're not so comfortable. And you're not so at ease. It might be a little bit difficult at the beginning. But when you push through, you gain so much. I want to close with one little anecdote about a Talmud of mine who once sat in this classroom not too long ago, in this shiur room. And then he learned in yeshiva for a couple of years. And then he went to another yeshiva. Decided he wanted to learn more in yeshiva. And he went to a yeshiva that wasn't exactly the same style as our yeshiva. A little bit uncomfortable for him. At the beginning, it was very uncomfortable for him. Because he wasn't really exactly, he didn't fit in perfectly with the guys. The style was a different style of learning. And I spoke to him at the beginning of his stay there. How you doing? And he said, you know, I'm doing okay. It's a rough start. And it was a rough start for him. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But he pushed through very, very hard. And today he's one of the best guys in the yeshiva. One of the best guys in the yeshiva. You ask anybody, how's my Talmud doing? And they'll say, he's one of the biggest masnidim in the yeshiva. He's in with the guys. He's very friendly with the guys. Everyone loves him in the yeshiva. Not easy. It wasn't easy for him. Sometimes we take ourselves a little bit out of our comfort zone and say, you know what? I don't need to pamper myself so much. I don't need to get the best of the best of the best of every single trimming and gashmias. That's a secret. That's a ticket for a person to accomplish in Torah. So let's just chazer in one sentence what we did today. He said, there's two parts of this medrash. Part one is Ish, Mayim, and Midbar, which represents accessibility, number one, of Torah, and number two, the essential, the importance, how much we need it, as those things are so accessible, because they are so necessary, Torah is necessary for our neshama. Number two, says the Medrash, if you want to be Kona Torah, you have to give up a little bit. You have to realize, you know what? The Midbar is Hefker. I also make myself Hefker a little bit. I also say, you know what? I don't need it as much. I could survive a little bit less. I could push a little bit harder, a little bit stronger. We should be zochei mirtz Hashem to properly prepare for the big day that's coming upon us. And more importantly, mirtz Hashem, use that as a springboard to move forward. Mirtz Hashem. Wonderful.